starts. Doug Bollinger has been good enough to join us from Big Bash Nation. Give us a little preview. It starts this weekend. Welcome to you, Doug. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, mate. I'll tell you what, geez, that AFL conference that you just read out was too hard to follow.
And that's probably one of the reasons it'll never actually happen, Doug, so we'll leave it out. We probably won't need to discuss it ever again. What we do need to discuss is the fact that the cricket season's about to start. Footy season's over. We should stop talking about it. The test's about to start, and we've got some Big Bash coming our way.
Oh, mate, with everything that's going on and all the chat and everything, you just want it to bloody start, don't you? You just want everyone to keep quiet, stop making phone calls and this and this and this. Just get the bloody season started.
So what should we expect from the Big Bash this season? You've had a bit of a look at the teams. I haven't. So can you give me a bit of a preview as to who might be good, who might not be?
I know most of the blokes, so I'm not going to say not be, but no, I'm going to stay with my Sixers. I think they're going to be very hard to stop again. It's very hard to keep the same team for so long, but they must be doing something right, so that's good to see. But I just think it's going to be great. You know, people can get out now; they can get the games, and I think people are just going to get their kids out of their house. It's been a long, what can you say? It's been a long 6-7 months with all the. Yeah. I don't even want to say with all the youth coming from working and sport and this and that. So I'm just hoping that everyone can get out and get to see some sport, get to see some colour out there.
So you think the fans will flood back in every state? You're expecting that, big numbers?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Everyone loves their sport and everyone loves their cricket. And even in the end of footy, you saw a heap of crowds coming at the footy. So
yeah.
Why wouldn't you? And as I said, mate, summer's coming. We're sick of this rain, but let's get some sixes and let's get some good Test match Ashes cricket coming up.
So what are you looking forward to most out of the Big Bash? Which players are you looking forward to seeing most?
I'm going to stick to my man, Stephen O'Keefe. I hope he has a humdinger of a season. He gets a lot of wickets, but mate, I just want everyone to do well, It's one of those things where it's a format where you can bowl your best and go for a pile of runs and you can hit them shocking and get lots of runs. I'm going to stick with my mate Stephen O'Keefe because I love him and I hope he's old and he's getting fat and, I hope he does well.
And which teams do you think have got the biggest worry over them given that they've changed so many of their lineup?
It's pretty hard. I think the Renegades are always trying to mix up the best kind of format they've got. I think the Thunder need to probably lift a bit because they've got so much potential and haven't been able to win it once. Why can't they do it again? But for all those people out there, I didn't mean to be rude to Stephen O'Keefe saying the F word, okay?
Oh, they'll come, don't worry. And I've got to ask you as well, the George Bailey comment that T20 and one-day form doesn't really translate to the longer form of the game. Is that the way it looks right now? Do you think we're always going to have separate teams going forward and we won't take into account what's happened in the white ball formats when we're coming to pick our test team?
I reckon it has to count. It's counted for a lot longer than we've been around, like these three formats have been in. But it just comes down to positions and, obviously Mitch Marsh done really, really, really well in the World Cup, but, I think that's the nature of the beast. But there might not have been a position for him available in the Test squad. They've probably got their all-rounder or their bowlers and that they needed. So I don't think it's anything personal on their game. I think it's just whether they fit in the squad at the time. But no doubt he'll do well in the A stuff. But I think it just at the time, he just didn't fit into that mix of players at the time. But that's what we'd love to do. You want to be in every team, don't you?
Yeah, well, is it the wrong thing to say to a guy like Mitch Marsh? Because sometimes you don't have the long-form cricket available to you to break the door down to get into the Test reckoning. All you've got in front of you is a bit of one-day or T20 stuff.
Well, that's what I meant before by saying it can't factor. As long as you're bowling well and you're batting well, you look at Josh Hazlewood. He's won the World Cup. He's just won the IPL. He's bowling out of sight, and how can you not pick him? Same as Pat Cummins. A lot of them haven't played four-day cricket, but the transition, they know what to do. They know how to bowl well, and they know how to look at someone like Glenn McGrath. I don't think he changed any of the way he bowled over his career and still dominated Test and One Day cricket.
So I asked Josh Inglis earlier on, he was on the program, Doug, how long form holds for. So when we look about, you know, trying to bring in a guy based on what form he's been able to produce, how far back do we go? Or does your form, is form more a month-to-month thing? We can't look back beyond 2 or 3 months as to, oh, this guy did this last year.
Mate, if I'm putting my selector's cap on, I'm going for, you know, longevity. You know, have you been consistent over the past 2 or 3 seasons?
Yep.
That's why I kind of think someone like Daniel Hughes has been left out. You know, he hasn't probably had the best season so far, but he's been very consistent over the past few years. And I think if I put my selector's hat on, that's what I'd look for. You know, if you've batted well and your glove work has been well for the past so many seasons, I think you're a bit more of a step ahead. That's kind of why I think, you know, someone like Peter Neville, even though he's a bit older than these kids, he knows what he's doing and he's probably the best gloveman in the country.
So speaking of gloveman, who do you think will get the gig, Alex Carey or Josh Inglis?
I think, mate, if you're going to tip it now, you'd probably think Alex Carey, just getting 100 yesterday in the one day, a fine player, good kid, and he's younger, a true leader. But I think he gets the nod. But as I said, if it was up to me, I'm going for the best gloveman going around, especially in Test cricket. Not saying he's a bad gloveman. But I guess that's what they'll do. And you know, if he gets picked, good luck to him. You know, it's not his fault. He's just playing the game and doing well.
What do you think will happen in the Test series?
Oh, I'm tipping an Australian win. I'd like it to be really close. I'd like it to come down to the fourth or last Test. I think that'd be wonderful. But I'm picking Australia win. Just to be honest, our batting's been good, but I think our bowlers are really doing well at the moment, and they've got someone like Nathan Lyon to back them up. So I'm going for Australia.
And of all the Big Bash teams, got their internationals settled in. A few got here late. I know what it's like for the NBL. The South East Melbourne Phoenix only got one of their star imports to them this week, and he didn't play in the preseason game on the weekend. So it's going to be a late build-up to try and slot him in. So how have they gone with the BBL?
Mate, I think they'll be fine, mate. I reckon most of the players would have got in at least a week or two ago. If not, they've probably played a couple of practice games already. So now the transitioning isn't too hard. I think it's more just a jet lag. But, you know, most of these guys have done it for a number of years now, so they kind of know what to do to get themselves in. And they've probably been to Australia a lot, so I'm pretty sure they know what to do with getting themselves around the group and around the team and especially around their training.
And a question with that notice, I'm not sure if you saw the WBBL final, but what did you make of the final, if you did see it?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a record crowd, wasn't it?
Yep, it was. And record TV audience too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. I know I watched it with my little boy because he loves cricket. So, and it was good for the girls to come out and get a game on TV and get those kind of fans watching it. So, no, I thought it was good. It was especially good for women's cricket.
It was great to have almost a standalone weekend for it as well. I know there was A-League and there was other, but it wasn't against, for example, Bathurst is on this coming weekend. The NBL hasn't started. The men's BBL hasn't started. So it's nice to have standalone weekends so people can sit back and appreciate it. And those that are flickers trying to find something will settle on it and realise, hang on, this is a pretty good standard.
Well, absolutely, mate. And as you said, it was wonderful for them to get that kind of, because as you said, you've got Bathurst this week, you've got the races, you've just come out of Spring Carnival. You've got a lot of people watching that. So they should be really proud of themselves and what they've achieved. And as you said, what the audience that they had on the weekend, I reckon they should give a, I think they should be really, really proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, great to have you, Doug. Can't wait to hear your commentary on Big Bash Nation, and we'll talk soon. Let's hope it's a bumper season.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day.
Doug Bollinger, Big Bash Nation's very own. Back to your calls after a quick break. 1300 736 736 is the open line, brought to us by Werribee Kia. You can drop down to Werribee Kia and say hello to the team, David, Janan, Aid, Jim. They're all down there. They'd love to see you. They've got a huge new and used car showroom down there in Werribee, and they've got a heap of demo stock as well. If you don't want to know an NFL score, well, at the moment it's Baltimore and Cleveland going at it. It's a low-scoring encounter, and there's 45 seconds left to half time, and Baltimore lead 6 to Cleveland 3. A break, a couple of your calls, and more of your texts as well after the break. Keep them coming through 0433 98 11 16 on the Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R text machine.